I was around my place this weekend, and I could click on it, and you were able to watch both baseball and softball teams. Yeah. It seemed like every time I turned it on, something was big time happening. You know,
some are saying this is the greatest softball team in the history of the University of Arkansas girls softball.
Well, you can certainly make that. I don't know if you can define that now, Mary, but can you certainly say up to this point, you guys are playing the best you've ever played as a program, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, yeah. With our offense and with our pitching right now, this is definitely, in my opinion, the best team that this program's ever seen.
Yeah, man.
That being said, Mary, how would you compare this year's team to last year's team? Because last year, y'all were pretty dang good.
Right.
Yeah, it's just different. I think last year, you know, I think we caught some teams by surprise. I feel like some teams always underestimate us. But this year, I feel like people, you know, they knew we were going to have a good team. They knew we were coming. And even with them, you know, preparing their best and, you know, playing against some of the hardest teams in the conference and in the country, we're still proving that we can beat anybody. So I think last year there were some doubters in us, and this year we're definitely shutting them up with the wins this weekend.
We're visiting.
Would you guys care to guess who's leading the SEC in softball right now?
We sure do.
Oh, Arkansas Razorbacks.
We know. Yeah,
we can.
How about that?
it's exciting. I mean, again, I'm a Florida guy, and obviously, you know, Florida plays great softball. But to go down there and make a statement like that, as Justin said, it's impressive. Of course, the other thing is, again, I'm still learning the game. Is Shanice Delsey? I think I saw this right. I know that she allowed one run on 7 hits over 15 innings, struck out 19, and only walked 2. And did she get 2 wins and a save this weekend? Did I read that correctly? 2 wins and a save, Mary?
Yes, I believe so. Yes, I started the game on Saturday.
Yeah.
Came in and closed it out, and she was phenomenal this weekend. She's been absolutely dominant this entire year and such a great addition to our team, and really is giving us that extra step that we need to hopefully make our way to OKC.
Got to ask you, this division with Mary Half brought to you by Finch Brokers, everybody, Chris Walker over there. Yeah. So I've heard the story. It was a repeated narrative on the TV broadcast about Delsey's new pitch that she had apparently 2 pitches, and all of a sudden Coach Dyfel walked out there and goes, we need to add a third. And all of a sudden she somehow tells her to do like a drop ball or something. How does that work? How did that come together?
I'm not exactly sure. I think it's crazy in itself. It's almost like a Kevin Copps moment, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I think she started the year and she kind of was like, okay, I feel like I need something else. And her and Coach Dyfel worked together to kind of get a drop ball together. And knowing Shanice, she's someone who, you know, you give her a task and she's going to complete it to her best and execute it times a million. So it's definitely elevated her game, and it's just crazy how fast she's able to learn it and how effective it is in the game.
Well, the other thing is that everybody, again, everywhere we look, there's contributors. You know, I turned on the TV and I saw KB Sides, I think, have her third double in one game. Whenever you need somebody on this team, of course, Danielle Gibson comes through again. It's just whoever needs to step up seems to do it for this team.
Yeah, up and down our lineup, offensively, defensively, we always have people, you know, whether it's a 2-0 win, we had a 2-0 win on Sunday, and then Friday we had a run roll win. You know, we can, on both sides of the ball, you know, we can pick up the other side. So I think that's what's hitting on all cylinders right now for our team.
Yeah.
Speaking
of
Gibson, did you guys see what she did? Was it a midweek game or was it last weekend, Mary? She hit for the home run cycle.
That was actually last year.
Yeah.
Okay, I saw an old clip. Because I was thinking somebody did it last year.
She did it last year.
Is that 2 years in a row? Good Lord. But, yeah, I was mistaken then. It must have been the year anniversary of
Mary, he's got concerts going on. He played a concert Saturday night and Friday night. It's just tough to keep
a little
up.
Out of it, Mary.
Oh, no, it's fine. We still talk about it. It's still really cool. It feels like it happened yesterday.
Well, speaking of home runs, you guys have a reputation. I was listening to the broadcast. We were talking about how, you know, how is it that you guys hit so many home runs? You know, last year you set the school record, and this year you got a chance to maybe do it again. And I don't know if you do that in the batter's box during practice or what. Is that just, you know, natural? But you guys seem to be doing it.
Yeah, I think it's, one, just like all of our hitters are so strong, you know, in the weight room. It's just insane. You know, what Hannah Gamble, Lenny, like, you know, how much they're going at it in the weight room is insane. And also just, I think, playing relaxed. I think whenever you're not stressed and not, you know, pressing, you hit your best. And I think that's what we've been doing this whole year, is just being relaxed and knowing that if you can't do it and you're at bat, the next person can absolutely do it. And we've proven that time and time again. So just playing relaxed and then just being incredibly strong, those two, you know, come together and, you know, you get a home run hitting team, I guess.
Sure. You know, this is completely superficial, but I did happen to see one of your players, I can't remember which one it was. It looked like she had, Roger, no joke, a pearl necklace on. It looked like a pearl, so it might have been metal, but it looked like a pearl necklace. So it got me to thinking, you know, guys will often wear jewelry, you know, baseball players. Well, you really have to raise your game if you're a female wearing jewelry around the neck. So I was just wondering, is there anybody
like loops? You wear loops
or whatever? I don't know.
Jock Peterson did it for the Braves last year during their run.
Did he? I just was wondering who has the best jewelry. Who has the best jewelry game for you guys?
I would say KB's the one I'm sure that you're thinking of. She wears like a gold, like circular kind of necklace.
Yes, that's it.
I think someone got it for her and she wore it. I would say she has the best jewelry game. And then, you know, I feel like in baseball too, like, you know, you have some men with like the, you know, special haircuts and all of that.
Yes.
I think Hannah Gamble definitely has the best hair game for sure. I don't know if you guys
need
that on TV.
I need to pay attention to that. Yeah. Well, just so you know, Mary, one of the four of us who was a very successful baseball player, state champion, basketball player, he had jewelry too. They were the old puka shells. And those puka shells are on display at Poen High School for if you want to see.
She probably has no idea what puka shells are.
Do you know what puka shells are, Mary?
Yes, I do. I'm from Florida, so I definitely know what puka
shells are. See there, Justin. See there.
Well,
you guys play tomorrow night. Sort of the weird thing, I mentioned it a little while ago on the show, Mary. Same thing happens. The men's team comes down here to Little Rock and plays UCA, and UCA women's, they play tomorrow night. It's your place. So I sort of hate that for UCA. It splits their fan base, but nice to be back at home on Tuesday night.
Yeah, we're excited to play our last game against UCA this year. I think even though baseball's away, I think we'll get a pretty good crowd. I think some UCA people will make the drive. So we're excited to play that in-state rival.
And then you got South Carolina at Bogle Park. I love it, the Bogle Bombers. I love your nickname. Well, Mary, we're excited for you. We're really happy. That it's one of those things when you can look back, you know, 10, 20 years from now, you'll remember this weekend in Florida as a significant weekend and breaking a streak that a lot of former softball players have not had a chance to do.
Absolutely. It's definitely a weekend we're going to be remembering for a long time.
All right, this is the way we sign out now. Roger, clap us out.
Two claps and a suey.
Suey! Thanks, Mary. Talk to you next week.
Love it. See you guys later.
Thanks,
we're idiots.
Right,
but we don't care. Let's